Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hey, Jake, will you tweet out again from the 810 Border Patrol account the link to the...
Happily.
To the auction for the Joe McGuff ALS Golf Classic.
100%. I'll do that right now.
Thank you to the McGuff family who come out and continue to support the event and the fight against ALS in honor of Joe McGuff. Wonderful family. Always very happy to see them out at the tournament. Joe McGuff, a Kansas City icon. But you can continue to bid until 4 o'clock today to raise money for the ALS Association Mid-America chapter. Go to ALSGolfKC.com. And then from there, you can click on the online auction. Register and view the items, and the auction closes at 4 o'clock today. I also can give me an update on what the bid is to play golf with Nate Bucati, Jake, if you find that out. So now we have Mark Boerichter.
You got to say it right if you're going to say it. Legendary.
Well, legendary.
Broadcast.
Yeah. Legendary. Last I saw it, $600.
Well, that's pretty good. One of the celebrities that was kind enough to donate his time yesterday is Mark Boerichter, former Chiefs wide receiver. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing well.
Did you enjoy the tournament yesterday?
I did enjoy the tournament yesterday.
Good.
You know, Steven, I've played in it I think 6 or 7 years now.
Right.
Before we get into everything else that happened at the tournament, I'll just say this: it's a cause that's near and dear to my heart a little bit too. My mom used to work for a pediatrician back in Nebraska named Tom Tonagis, and his son, Chris, actually, as you know, Stephen, has served on the board for the Midwest, actually. I think he was president for a while. And he, of course, passed away of ALS a few years ago as well. So near and dear to my heart. Of course, I know it is to yours as well. Always a great run tournament. It's always a good time. We had beautiful weather yesterday and enjoyed my time with my team for sure.
Okay, so now, and we'll get back again to the online auction. You mentioned your team. And listen, here's the deal. This is what we talked about. Let me lay the groundwork here. There are some teams that go out there and are competitive. They got the competitive juices flowing, and they want to get out there and play their best golf.
There's top prizes to be played for.
So absolutely unbelievable prizes.
A good group of golfers.
Yeah, plenty of things to entice you to play your best golf.
To win this thing.
Now, there's other people with tremendous partners and sponsors, like Red Door Grill with the delicious food and Holiday Distilleries out there. Austin's with their margaritas that... Nate immediately was drawn to like a magnet before one hole was even played. Nate was bellied up to the margarita bar, and I'm gonna guess that wasn't your only trip there.
Well, I'd also had a Bloody Mary before that.
I'm sure that you had. And so there's some people that go out there that, hey, this is a day out of the office. It's gonna be raising money for a great cause. We get to play in a great course.
Great course.
Like the Nicholas Golf Club at Lionsgate with the great people there. What an opportunity. The money's for a fantastic cause, and we get to have some fun and have a little if you want to. And the wonderful people, again, mention their names because they picked you. They drafted you to have a good time.
Frank Granatino, certified public accountant.
Thank you.
Amber Goring, Anna, and Paul Long.
And what's the name of it? It's
Goring and Granatino PA, Certified Public Accountants.
Right, and we expect them to still be in business after yesterday, we hope.
They were awesome. Right. They were super fun.
And so they told me that they drafted you because they thought you were their best chance to have a good time. And Mark, let me tell you that from what I saw, Nate delivered to the max. And I talked to the foursome, and they had a blast at this tournament. Now, Nate tells me today, Boy, I hope everything, you know, I hope I didn't act too crazy because, boy, I hope the team behind us isn't too angry because we may have delayed them from time to time. And so we find out that the team behind him was you, your team, Mark Boerichter. First, you can tell us who you played with, and then you're not going to hurt any feelings. Nate's ready for this. I want you to describe
I'm
Nate's conduct.
I'm a little nervous, though. Well, like,
no,
you don't
I,
have
I
to
woke
be.
Up
I
this morning, like, we're truth tellers.
We want you to tell the truth. We want to know. Don't hold. I know you're a nice
facts.
Guy.
Just
don't be too
facts.
Nice. Just tell us what you saw. Tell us what was said. Tell us if at all you were affected by Nate's conduct on the golf course.
All right, well, first of all, I'll give a shout-out my team. So I played with the Dillingham Insurance team, and Dan Elo was really the host of that team. Had a great time with those guys. We played well. Everybody contributed throughout the course of the scramble, which is always, I think, the ultimate goal, and we had a good time. Now, Nate, question for you.
Oh,
what was your guys' score?
No idea.
Well, hey, the winning score was... was 56, and this will surprise you, but the celebrity that led his team to victory, this is going to be crazy. Tom Watson.
Shocking.
So just,
wow.
Shocker.
Yeah, and George Brett finished second. So, hey, that's how things roll. All right, that's what we're doing. And Trent Green was tied for second, so there it is.
I'll say this, that was par was your friend, and we had a lot of pars.
Right. You had a lot of friends, too. Mark, go ahead, please.
Well, par was your friend. And if you guys had a lot of pars, Nate, you know, there were no mulligans in the games package. And what I witnessed was a lot of mulligans on the green from a putting perspective from his team, for sure. That's number one. Number two, let's just start there. We started on hole 9. Nate started on hole 10, if he remembers that, that they actually started on hole 10. The pace of play was pretty swift for the first 8 holes, I would say. And then we kind of caught up to Nate and his group. And they had to wait a little bit with people in front of them initially as well. There are a lot of antics we'll get into here as we get going. But,
oh, will we?
About
oh,
the,
good.
Yes, I think, you know, the last, the pace of play on the last, I would say, 5 holes slowed dramatically. And it was definitely... the doing of the group, obviously playing in front of my team, which is obviously led by one Nate and Katie.
Now let's keep going. We're not going to stop. Just keep going.
No,
keep going.
No, I'll say, when we caught up with them, it was really apparent to me, and I think our group that his team was having an extremely good time and was pretty greased up at that point already.
greased up.
That's probably the best way to put it.
But well, that's a good way to put it, I can tell you that.
I will say this, too, that there were, I witnessed Nate Bucati with his shirt over his head and possibly off at one point after sinking a putt. Or
what?
Sinking a putt.
What? No, okay, pause. What?
Yes.
I didn't sink the putt, for the record.
Like, where, like, standing on the green with the shirt over his head? Or
yeah.
I mean, what are we?
Yes. Yeah, a la some sort of, you know, trying to emulate a soccer celebration in some capacity, I would imagine.
So I didn't, I mean, like, was his head, shirt over his, like Cornholio? Like,
you know. Kind of like that.
So you had, like,
yeah,
Cornholio.
Yeah, I pulled the shirt,
guy, right.
Up over my head.
Right.
And showed my nipples to the team behind
okay.
us.
Okay. Jake, your response.
Team.
Your response to this, real quick, Jake. You're a man that's played many rounds of golf, including the Joe McGuff ALS Golf Classic.
I'm pretty certain that there's a dress code
right.
in most golf courses, and they
right.
almost all require you to have your shirt on.
And at this point, right now, I would like to issue a formal apology to
right.
Nicholas Golf Club at Lionsgate.
I mean, that's kind of going over the line, buddy.
Okay, so Mark,
wow.
tell me then your reaction. When you see Nate's shirt come off,
when you see his nipples.
How far away are you from Nate when this is happening?
I would say we were probably about 115 yards out when this happened, waiting to you know hit our approach into the green when it happened. I'd say that happened, and then at one point my team because they knew Nate was in front of us, of course. At one of the holes, we were waiting to hit an approach in, and trying to reach a par 5, I think, in 2. and Nate's team was still on the green, and I was asked if I wanted to go ahead and go for it and try to hit into them, and hit my, as they called, my colleague, my radio colleague.
Yes.
And I said, normally in this situation, I probably would, but he has two females in his group, and my luck is I would probably hit one of the females instead of actually hitting Nate with the ball. So, there was discussion about flying some balls into Nate's group just to fire a couple of warning shots to speed up the pace of play a little bit. That discussion was had.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not. I'll just say that may or may not have been my idea. Not the rest of my team. I'll just take full ownership of it. But it was a good time yesterday. Nate's group had a lot of fun, and they were.
What's up, shirt off?
It was quite comical. It was
take my shirt off. Look at my nipple.
Yes, right. It was quite comical, I'd say, to behind him for sure, because you also had a color group, Nate, with the attire of a couple of your teammates as well.
Yeah, Paul Long was dressed in like bright pink and yellow from head to toe.
That's good.
He had the high socks on and all that. They were a fun group. I just was worried because, like, it's one of those things when while it was all going on, we thought we were real funny. You know what I mean? Like, we thought we were being really hilarious. And then, like, you wake up in the morning, you're like, yeah, it's real possible that the people behind us didn't think we were funny at all and that we were just really annoying.
Like, what's courtesy? Do you let people play through on tournaments? Like, no.
Well, there were several times I was like, should we be letting them play through? Like, what are you supposed to do at a tournament? I don't know what the rules are there.
Yeah, and it was in no man's land out there, but that's fine.
I apologize for anything and everything, Mark, to your whole group.
But, Mark, you could tell from a distance that they were indeed having a good time, right? There was no doubt about that.
There was zero doubt about that. There was zero doubt about the fact. And they, and not only could you see it, you know, about the last five holes, you could certainly hear it as well. Because the volume level ramped up as well. I believe, Nate, I thought I heard at one point somebody referred to the music coming out of your cart on hole eight, which was our finishing hole, the par three. And you guys had to finish, obviously, on nine. But I believe on that par three, it sounded like there was some ice cream truck music coming from your cart. And upon further review, I said, that's not any music from an ice cream truck. That's Nate playing his polka music.
Well,
yes!
You're playing polka music now.
And it was confused with ice cream truck.
What is wrong
music?
What are you doing
well,
out
there?
Well,
I found out that Ann on our team was from Ukraine, my family. And I was like, well, we got to play some polka music, you know? So, yeah,
I think 100% it was the accordion that was playing.
Yeah.
That was confused for the ice cream truck.
like Lindy right now from the ALS Association, she's either laughing hysterically or she's in tears right now knowing what happened golf course. But let me tell you, if you're listening to this and you love to play golf and you love to help raise money for a wonderful cause, ALS Association Mid-America Chapter, then right now you've got to be questioning, why didn't I play in that tournament yesterday? That's a great question.
Oh, it's a
and
lot
the
of
answer
fun.
Is, I don't know, but play next year.
Yeah.
Now,
yep.
You're going to have a fight on your hands to draft Nate Picati because I feel like his draft stock's going to skyrocket.
Current bid to play with Nate on the online auction is $600.
Unbelievable. And Mark Boerichter, I know that you're always out there, and so we appreciate you so much. And besides the antics of Nate Picati, there was plenty out there to keep everyone entertained, and it was the weather was great. But overall, your foursome had a good time, and you had a good time out there, right?
Yeah, we had a tremendous time. My group was great to play with. We were not on the same level as Nate's team.
Who's on that level, Mark? Really? Come on.
That Nate's actions do not reflect the actions of the Border Patrol.
They kind
of
do,
team.
To be honest with you, but that's fine.
I'm gonna ask you, Steven, did I win closest to the pin on one of the holes? Because I was in the lead, but I had to leave. I couldn't stick around for the fireside chat with George Brett.
I did not.
And Trent Green, but I didn't know. I had to leave, and part of that was, you know, just the pace of play, of course, of Nate slowing me down a little bit.
Right. You were behind schedule. I emceed the chat and then went through the whole program, and then Jake, from not you, Jake. The Jake from
State Farm?
Nicholas Golf Club at Lionsgate. He handled all the closest to the hole and closest to the pin and everything else and all the awards. And so I'll find out from Lindy has that list. If you won, we'll definitely get you your prize. And we might just have to get your prize anyway. We're having to play behind Nate for the entire
day.
They
definitely deserve all five of those guys deserve a prize for being stuck behind us and dealing with my nipples and all that stuff too.
Take my shirt off. Look at my nipples.
mark that, what he just said. Okay.
But my guy Frank on our group got one of the awards for closest to the pin. Yeah. He won a gift card to Target.
Yeah, he was very excited about that.
Yeah.
He was very excited. He was taking pictures with it up at the front. Posing with it, so that I knew that he liked it.
Well,
so.
I will say this. If anybody wants to bid on the chance to play golf with legendary broadcaster Nate Buchanan, I am also capable of playing a normal round of golf if that's what you're looking for.
We're trying to sell this to people.
I'm just saying, whatever.
No.
You call the shots.
My point is,
you call the shots. If you want, if you call the shots, like Frank brought out some shots on the first hole. I'm there to play the way you
consider one big phone booth bathroom stall where someone has written for a good time call.
Yes.
For a good time bid on Nate Buchanan.
I'm sorry.
And basically what we take away, if you bid the money, the money's going to ALS Association Mid-America Chapter.
Great cause.
He'll pretty much do whatever you want him to do on that golf course.
I mean, if I'm
you're renting this guy
to play golf with this guy, I'm getting him like blackout drunk.
You're renting this guy for 3 to 4 hours, and then our hands are, I'm out. My hands are clean of this deal. Mark Boerichter. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play in Green Bay for another team, or is he going to retire? Because Nate and Jake have been arguing about this for several days now.
I think ultimately he stays in Green Bay for another year. I think they end up redoing his contract, adding an extra year for cap purposes, but guaranteeing a absolute ton of money this year for him. We're making him the highest paid player this year. So basically converting some of the salary into roster bonus this year, and then I think he'll walk away. But I would not rule out the fact that he may just walk away from the game altogether.
And finally, as a former wide receiver, I will ask you two questions. Number one, are you satisfied now with the depth chart at wide receiver, or will you join me and share my desire for the Chiefs to sign Dede Westbrook?
I don't know if I'm completely satisfied with it right now. I think I'm comfortable with it. That's probably the best way I think I could put it. Because you've got guys coming back, obviously, with D-Rob and, you know, Byron Pringle, of course, is a restricted free agent coming back. You've got guys, you know what you have at the wide receiver position. I think at this point you've got guys that know the offense. I think you're comfortable with it. But I think they could also still use another playmaker there. I know they drafted – you know, the kid from Clemson, the big guy. Late in the rounds on stuff and want him to kind of, you know, work into the X receiver position. But you just never know what you're going to get, you know, overall there. You know, hopefully he's a good player. I'm not saying he's not by any means. But I like the pick. And, you know, it's all going to depend on whether Mecole Hardman can step up and find some consistency as well. But I think you always need to look for some depth at the wide receiver position, especially when Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback.
Do you agree with Jake that the Chiefs missed an opportunity to add a red zone target by signing Tim Tebow to play tight end?
Oh, stop it.
I'm going to attach you to that.
Stop it.
Well, first of all, I don't think Jake actually said that. Well,
thank you.
He thought it.
Nope.
No.
All right.
No, not whatsoever. None whatsoever.
I'm just trying to think outside the box.
I'll say this. I'm about as sick of Tebow as a lot of people are, I think, in a lot of ways. But, I'll give the guy some credit. You know, he continues to push himself. He also continues to get opportunities that, you know, other guys don't get. But, you know, good for him. If Jacksonville wants to sign him to do that, go ahead. I mean, I can come out of retirement, too, and play for the Chiefs for a little bit if they need a wide receiver.
Well, let's go.
I can go stand out there and run down the field a little bit yet. I'm not quite as fast as I was.
But you've played wide receiver before, though. See, you've played wide receiver before. Tim Tebow's never played tight end, and he's getting the... Yeah, can you play outside linebacker, maybe?
But I like what you say. Just like Nate on the golf course yesterday, Tim Tebow continues to push himself. And
that's
so
right.
That's because that's what Nate certainly did.
The only other thing I'll say about Tebow, I mean, he has one more playoff win than I do. So,
yeah.
Boy. You know, if we're going by playoff wins.
Nah, 10 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. On that note, Mark Boerichter, they just angered Jake, and Jake's ready to end this show. Thank you again so much for participating in the Joe McGuff ALS Golf Classic. We look forward to having you back next year, and we're going to massage the order to make sure your team is not behind Nate's team next year, so you don't have to worry about that, okay?
Sounds good, folks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Steven.
That's Mark Boerichter. And we appreciate Mark. He really, I mean, you know.
He's the best, man.
That's in the charity world, Mark Boerichter is known as a yes. Because if you ask him to do something, the answer is yes. And that's very important, very valuable.
He's awesome.
I feel like
I at least was able to apologize to him, you know, to the rest of his team on behalf of me.
At the beginning of this segment, I was getting excited text messages from Lindy with the ALS Association, and then about halfway they just stopped. Now I'm getting radio silence, so I don't know if she's still excited or if she's on the phone with the folks at Nicholas Golf Club at Lionsgate, or she's trying to, I don't know, reach out to donors.
For the record, I didn't take my shirt completely off. Right. I just pulled it up over my head for a couple seconds. Yeah.
Anyone that loves Beavis and Butthead knows Cornholio.
Amber on my team sunk a 40-foot putt.
Well, we got to do something.
Yeah, I was excited. I wanted to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, we'll find out if Jamie Bloomer kept his shirt on yesterday on the golf course. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.